another day done, but another day that you didn't notice me. I don't know what the hell I'm doing wrong. I'm always there, always smiling, always doing my job. I'm obviously doing something wrong though, because you smile at me and then you walk away. You don't see the lust in my eyes. You certainly don't see me checking out your ass as you walk away. The way the shirt pulls across your chest. Oh, fuck. What I wouldn't give to be able to run my fingers down your chest. Or even my mouth. Putting little kisses on you. I'd love to think that you went home and thought about me. Pretty sure you don't, but sit here thinking about you and touch myself and play with my breasts, pull on my nipples, slide my fingers down from my chest, down to my wet cunt, and slide my fingers inside, wishing and praying that it was your fingers, your cock. Wishing that you actually saw me and wanted me. What can I do to make you notice me? I've tried wearing tight clothes, but that didn't get me anywhere. I've tried literally having my tits out, but you didn't notice. I've tried wearing skirts and fuck me shoes, and you just said, that looks nice. Short of laying myself over your desk, naked, I'm not entirely sure what else I can do to catch your attention. I've tried fucking up orders and deliveries. And you just said, are you having a bad day? No. I've seen you take the other girls into your office and shout at them. At least they're getting some attention from you. Whereas I get nothing. I just want to know that you know I'm here. I have so many fantasies about what you would do to me at work if you actually noticed me. Damn. Maybe find a quiet corner and slam me up against the wall and kiss me. Kiss me like it's your last breath. Ugh. Crush my chest against you. Pull my legs up. Grind against me so that I know that you feel something. Mind you, if you did that, you'd get a wet patch on your trousers. Because I would be dripping wet, waiting for you, wanting you to slide your rock hard cock into me. Maybe . Maybe I should hatch a little plan and tomorrow try and do everything possible to make you notice me. Maybe I could swear at you. Then you would have to reprimand me and be the boss man. Oh, and dominate me. Maybe I should just throw caution to the wind and go in your office and undress and sit in your chair with my legs spread and wait for you to come in and find me. Knowing you, you'd probably just get embarrassed and walk away and leave me sat there. But that's not what I want. I want you to lose control and just pound the hell out of me. I want to know that you are getting as horny as I am. I think my biggest fantasy would be for you to lose such control that you would be pounding away hard and fast, groaning in my ear to tell me that you're enjoying it. And maybe you might lose control enough to come deep, deep inside of me, putting all your baby juice inside of me. Oh, because you didn't have time to put a condom on, and it was skin on skin. Oh, and that friction feels so good. Oh, and as you feel my pussy clench down on your hard cock, and I come screaming your name. Oh, I want you to lose control, thrust even deeper, pinning me down. Just come, rope after rope of thick, hot, creamy cum. So much so that your cock is the only thing that's plugging it. And as we're laying panting afterwards, gathering our breath, and you slowly soften and slide out of me. Oh, a thick white dollop runs down my leg. Oh, fuck, I'd have to scoop it up with my fingers and eat it. I lick my fingers clean. While I'm sitting there with your cum dribbling down my legs, I'd want to open my mouth. Oh, fuck. And take your dick into my mouth and clean up the mess I'd made. Oh. And clean your dick with my tongue and my mouth. And just maybe see if it jumps, to see if you like it. Oh. And maybe your body might like looking at mine, and you might get hard again. In which case, this time, I'd want you to slide that hard cock between my enormous breasts. And each time you thrust up, and the tip of your cock comes near my mouth, I'd want to lick it and suck it like a lollipop. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've just got to make you notice me, because this is killing me. Oh, this has got to be the last time I make myself come by myself, fantasizing about you. Next time, I want it to be your fingers, your tongue, or your rock hard cock that's touching me when I come, and I can scream your name out loud and know that all my fantasies have come true. Because fantasies are great, but sometimes in life, you need a fairy godmother to make it happen, make it come true. And I so want to meet mine. Because baby, I want you to be my prince. I want you to be my knight in shining armor, my prince charming, my happy ever after. Tomorrow you're mine.